You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We are back. We are in Andrea's apartment this week. You guys are just getting the full tour of all of our homes.
It's kind of cool.
But we're back for a full episode. Happy belated Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Right? To everyone out there.
And to all the moms.
To you. Are you a mother of someone?
I'm not a mother.
I'm not a mother. Yeah. Thank God I'm not a mother. But a toast to all the mothers out there. We are drinking my favorite drink. Andrea got me Mella. Cheers.
Cheers. Mella watermelon water. It's like an electrolyte.
It's so good.
Refreshing drink. Comes in a can.
It's so good. It's sweet. It's hydrating. I needed this. I soul cycled today. You know,
you need those hydration electrolytes back in your system.
I did. Yeah, I rode my butt off this morning. I was like, I'm starting this week right, because I like didn't work out last week. You know, things just happen, and then I was like,
things happened.
There were days I do this to myself. Tell me if you do this to yourself. I'll put on my workout clothes to go walk the dog, like first thing in the morning.
Oh yeah, you have a good intention.
And then, you know, something is due. I have an email. Something takes me out of it afterwards.
Yes.
And I'm like, Anna, you're not allowed to change out of this uncomfortable, tight-ass sports bra.
Until you work out.
And literally the other day, I was like, it's 7:30 p.m. and I'm starving and I'm just going to eat dinner and not work out. And honestly,
happens to me on the regular. Yeah.
You know, because I wouldn't go and work out at that hour. I was like, I can't. That's dinner time now.
We've finished the day.
The day. You tried and you failed. And you know what? Tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
This week. No, I didn't. I did not work out this morning. I had every intention to. I said I should get up. I should get running. But my time of the month happened and it was just absolutely.
Her time of the month.
It was traumatizing for me. It was the worst.
Welcome
like leg cramps.
PBS. My time of the month.
I was menstruating. It was just not. I said, no, this is simply not happening.
But give yourself grace. You know, the other day
you
I was like,
to.
Whatever. I did a lot of other things. Like I was productive. You know, I got through the emails I wanted to do. I did whatever I needed to do. But I, you know, whatever.
I will say I'm going to try to just get my steps in at least today, and that'll be as good as we get.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I never count my steps, but I was grateful when you did our steps on the cruise because I was like, damn, I worked out all week.
Because we were walking around that boat as if it was our job. Yeah. We talked about it, going on the cruise, you just end up walking at least 15,000 steps.
Yeah.
Without even realizing it, you just look at your pedometer at the end of the day on your health app and it'll show you. But also you need to
It shows you walking in circles too because you don't know where you're going. So it's like, wow, these fucking morons, at least they're getting their steps in. But like,
yeah, exactly. But it is crazy that your health app will show you, but you have to add, because sometimes you don't have your phone with you unless you have the Apple Watch. But so I'm always, you know, I'm girl mathing. I'm adding like 2,000 steps to it.
Damn.
So I'm like, at least I walked around my apartment. I didn't have my phone, so it's not accounted for.
2,000.
At least 2,000.
I saw, shout out to the Taylors. I saw on one of their Instagram stories, Taylor Donahue was just running in circles around their kitchen because she wanted to make a certain number of steps that day. And I was like, that's one way to do it.
That is. You got to get your steps in.
So funny.
You got to do it.
I got steps in this weekend. I walked around the city a lot, but I didn't track them. I don't know.
Who's to know? I mean, I don't know if you see those people that wear the Aura rings, but that's for sleep, I think, not for walking.
I know. Yeah. To me, they're weird. I don't know. They're not like cute. I mean, they're like thick and they look like tech.
Yeah. They're a little bulky.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I don't want to know how I sleep. Like,
yeah, I don't really need to know that I woke up. I was only REM sleeping for 15 minutes. I don't need to know all that.
It can tell.
Yeah. Well, this is all that I love that people that try to explain to you everybody that's screaming at their wherever you're listening to this on, because you're like, I have a
ring, sorry.
And I know exactly what it does.
Listen, if they sent me one, I'd try it and then I'll give you the real thing. But I don't have the desire to go and buy one of those.
Yeah, it's an interesting whole situation because I think sometimes Nick loves to track his, like, he wants to know all the stats. He's a big stat guy.
Really?
Me, I'm like, I think I slept great. I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I think I had a good amount of REM.
I'll tell you, I had a bad two nights of sleep. The
last two nights?
You know, not a bad sleep, just abruptly woken up by my dogs throwing up, you know, which is really just not fun. But everyone who has a dog knows it happens, you know.
You can't really control it.
No, Elton really just wanted to break in the new bedding that I got.
Nice,
you know what
of course,
mean?
Yeah.
So he decided to throw up all over it yesterday.
A warm welcoming is always necessary.
I yeah, I was not okay. And my mom was visiting. It was just like a mess. And it was 6:42. And I go, Jared, he threw up on the bed. And usually I hear it and I throw them off the bed, but I didn't hear it.
I know they give you that warning.
And it's still new for the dogs. Like, I know that sounds silly, but they don't, I don't know. They're like Bobby. I knew exactly how he would get sick.
Yeah.
And so Jared handles that. I don't handle throw up. It's sort of not my, it's not my area as an emetophobe. Yeah. But and then this morning, Billy came up and snuggled really close to me, and he was like making a weird like movement, and I was like, Jared, he's gonna throw up, and if he throws up on me, I'm gonna kill myself. This is the end.
They can't do it.
And he was like, he's not. I go, Jared, get him off the fucking bed, and he did. And what do you know? I caught it this time. He threw up.
Ugh. And then where you put him on the hardwood floor?
Yeah. That's
let them do their business.
That's yeah, of course. Fine.
Would prefer that.
I don't know how we got onto that, but anyway, yeah.
You were walking around the
city. I hope I sleep better tonight.
Yeah, me freaking too.
Don't you love that whenever we're together now, like the cruise does come up. It's like become a part of our DNA.
It's actually so true.
Being cruisers.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something that happened last week. I put it on here. So my friend posted that she wrote like she posted about a cruise and wrote, who's coming with me? Mm-hmm. My good friend. And she works with Shondaland. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a Shondaland cruise, and I go,
whoa.
Girl, I go, I would be in. Do they need
that's
like a host for anything? Yeah. You know, do you need any like MC, whatever? And she was like, no, I wish. She's like, but oh wait, you just cruised. Like, give me your tips.
Give me the tips.
And she said to enter the there's like a giveaway for like two tickets to go on the cruise. Ooh. So it was just like you could enter. And so as a joke, I entered and I put Raymond.
Wait, I'm crying.
Like, you must Raymond. Like Shondaland, which I already do.
Yeah.
And I think it was like one of the cruise lines. I forget which one. And not Norwegian. I would know. And
would know
and then it was like, and tag a friend who you'd want to cruise with. And I think I wrote Raymond. Raymond? Wrote, no.
No, because famously Raymond. Heather's opener slash best friend slash hilarious writer. He almost had a heart attack on the cruise. He had to have like a doctor come to his room to check his heart rate because it was racing out of his chest.
And that was also like, I think being overwhelmed because he was like
it's too much overstimulation.
A celeb on the cruise. Like everywhere you walk, people are like, can I take a photo with you? Oh my God. Which is amazing. But also I think it's plus daunting.
You're performing every night. Plus there's alcohol involved. You're trying to have fun slash enjoy all the people. But this is a job for them. Like they were fully
working.
It was five full days of just overstimulation. I think it just finally really hit him.
Yeah. So I think my post probably gave him hardcore PTSD. He's like, I'm not going to fucking Shondaland cruise with you.
Oh my God.
What are we going to do? Hang out in the Grey's Anatomy suite? And I'm like, maybe that sounds great.
I would love to see the setup that they have going.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if they have like just like stretchers of like dummies? Like, and they're like, this was season two. This is like a season
that
two.
That would be, wow. Yeah, they would have a section for every show.
Yeah, there's like the really scandal cool. night where like you just go and watch like, you know, a fake Olivia Pope like have sex with the president on stage. And you're like, and everyone gets a goblet of red wine and wears white coats.
Iconic.
I kind of would go, actually.
I would actually be down for that. Yeah.
But my friend, I was like, listen, go to the steakhouse every night if there's a steakhouse.
Yep.
I was like,
I was going to say, what are your tips?
My tips are, I'll find the steakhouse.
Yes.
It's worth it. And then I said, bring snacks.
Yep, you're going to need your own snacks and
like
water.
Pringles, like,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, get those, like, stickers if you're nervous about getting nauseous. Get, like, the, like, C6 stuff or the bracelets or whatever.
Everybody had the stickers behind their ears.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. I think that was it.
Oh, and then as soon as you walk on the boat, you have to get a map and just kind of just get your surroundings, get the area down. Yeah.
She's probably
still
in the Haven.
Help, though,
she's probably in a really nice room because she's the publicist, you know?
Oh, for sure. So you're probably, she's probably in her own.
She probably has like a butler section. To like take her around the boat. You know what I mean?
Right. Now we had to figure it out. They just like fed us to the wolves and was like, and find your way.
Yeah. But not in 2027.
Oh, no, not in 2027.
No, I've dropped Haven like multiple times in like messages with Tina where I'm like, and in 2027 when we're all in
the Haven. See you at the Haven, which is the upstairs suite for all of the talent. But we were late additions, so the only thing they had left was balcony for us. And I gladly accepted.
It was nice.
It was nice, but I did. We went to balcony the last day.
We got spoiled.
Haven.
Yeah, we got spoiled by
and it was really fun.
Anyway, don't you think it's so funny? I was so quick to be like, I'll go. The cruise is like May 31st. I was like, I'll come.
It's a little soon.
I'll come.
You were right. You jumped on that bandwagon.
I did. And Alyssa was like, I wish. And I was like, okay, well, you know, keep me posted. And she's like, enter the giveaway. And I was like, okay.
The giveaway, girl. Yeah, that'd be kind of hard. You'll love this story. I was at, my friend came to visit and I took her to Pasties.
Yeah. In the meatpacking.
In meatpacking. We were enjoying it. You know, everybody is crowded. Our waiter was this absolutely gorgeous Army Hammer type looking gentleman.
Those don't go together anymore. But
they
yeah.
don't. But he had this like definitely like an actor look about him. And I said, what is this? Like this guy. And he was wearing totally not the uniform.
Okay.
Like had the apron on the bottom, but was wearing
sure
a
he was
white
a
shirt.
Waiter.
He was serving us. I don't know. Maybe he was Army Hammer disguised.
He just fully came going, into
what
the
is this guy's
restaurant.
Deal? He kind of felt almost like the manager because he was wearing something else different. You know how they all have to have white shirts buttoned down and a tie? He was wearing almost a sport coat, but it had like this, I don't know. It was weird. I was just like, this guy seems out of the normal. But he came over, didn't really feel like the waiter. So there was like a little weird vibe going on, but very nice. Obviously took our order. And about 20 minutes, 30 minutes into the dinner, we had gotten those little mini martinis. They're famous for their little
cute.
Mini. And we're
shout out
them.
To my friend Mark Murphy. He created those.
I love them. It's called the Petite Pickle. If you guys are ever find yourself at a Pastis. And my friend goes, don't move. But I think I saw a centipede in your coat behind you. I go, no, girl. No.
In your coat?
Like it was crawling from the chair booth and almost like falling down.
Mm-mm.
And it also, it's approaching summertime. Bugs are now all
they're
over the
out.
Place.
Honestly, I found 2 red ants today. So yeah.
Oh my God.
On my patio.
Yes, they're out, guys. Spiders, watch your, I know, I open my windows here and I have bugs that come in and I hate it. So I go, you're kidding, right? She's like, I think maybe I was just my eyes playing tricks on me. I go, girl. So we're in the corner booth and there's a table of 3 guys sitting directly to the, I mean, it's close quarters in there. It's directly to the left of me. I see it fall out of my jacket.
No.
It's the biggest centipede I have ever seen.
No. My brain can't picture
2 inches
a centipede.
Long.
Ew.
2 inches long. The legs, abundant, crawling, creepy crawly, and it makes a beeline to go underneath, like it's in the booth chair, and makes a beeline to go in between the crack of the guy's, like where the guy is sitting. So it's a corner, it's like a 90 degree angle, it's going into his butt. without even thinking, I take my napkin and I smack his ass. Like I try to kill the centipede, I smack it. And he's like, oh my God. And I was like, I'm so sorry that I just hit you, but there's a centipede under your butt and I didn't kill it. And he jumps up,
no,
makes this huge scene, and his friends like start laughing at him, and he's like, I hate bugs, and it falls out like from his pants to the floor, and his friend stomps on it. He turns around to me and he goes, you just saved my life. I go, sir, I really didn't.
Is this the start of a rom-com?
Right? He goes, if I wasn't married, I would try to get your number and kiss you and want to take you out.
Oh, wow. Go, sir, it is the start of a rom-com.
Yes. I go, sir, I did not even kill the centipede like your friend did. He's like, yeah, but the fact that you dove for it, I love that about you.
That is
you.
Really nice.
And I go, it
I
wasn't even
screamed,
a thought.
Bug under your ass. Like, I would have literally just been like,
the thing was, he was so close to me that I all I had to do was outstretch my arm. But instead of just like doing it cutely, I did it. I went for it.
Groped him.
Yeah. And his 2 friends were like, oh my God, like we've never seen a girl like go so hard for somebody they don't know. I was like, well, that's me. I'm a protector.
Ride or die.
Ride or die, bitch. And my friend and I are like, my friend's looking at me like, girl, why'd you do that? I was like, it just happened. It happened that I had to do that. So the guy tells his friend, and his friend was like, what are you guys drinking? Obviously martinis. He calls over our non-waiter, hot guy, Army Hammer, and he's like, 2 martinis for the ladies, please. I was like, you know what? 2 free martinis.
She warmed up with a mini and now they're going for the adult sized.
So you know what? And that's how you do it, all right? And yeah, centipede died. And then the guy, his friend, after they got up from the table, he goes, this belongs to you. He wrote his number down on a little Pasties postcard and passed it to me. And I was like, thanks so much.
I love that. I love when people
like old school hit on me. Like, okay.
Yeah. I'm also like, what makes you think in your right mind this cute young girl is going to take your phone number off his piece of paper, put it into her phone?
It does work sometimes.
Really?
But
I am such a brat. I'm not brat. I think it's cold. I'm a cold-hearted bitch that if someone does that to me, I go, you can follow me on Instagram.
I don't want them saying
that. I'll always
that
be
first.
Like, yeah. Do you have Instagram? Like, I'm always like, I don't know. There seems like a barrier. I'm like, having my phone number feels too
No, but he passed me
personal.
His phone number.
No, I know.
But then I wouldn't want him to follow me on Instagram. Like, that's too intimate. Like, then you know all about me. Then I have to follow you back and I don't even know this man.
No, you don't
If
have
he
to.
Gives me his number, I can simply just not take
toss
the number
it out.
Toss it out.
Yeah.
But it was a nice gesture. I like the old school way where if you ask me for my Instagram, I'm like, ugh, then I have to
Oh, then see, I'm like, you yeah, because I'm a performer and you can fucking follow me.
This guy was, they were, honestly, they were in their, I want to say, like late 30s, early 40s, like businessmen.
Yeah.
And these guys aren't going to be on Instagram. If anything, they're going to be like, no, Dodge's a crazy bitch because she wears wigs all the time. And I'll be like, yeah, you did dodge a crazy bitch, but I just saved your ass from a centipede.
Honestly, he sounds like a pussy. If he leaped up and goes, I hate bugs, I'd be like, that's not the man for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know me, I scream, Jared, anytime there's a bug.
See, I'm the man in that regard in our relationship because Nick is just absolutely cannot handle anything with legs. And I get it. I don't like legs either. So,
like, when you say legs, you mean insects.
Insect legs. Loves legs. I'm
like, goes to a petting zoo. Nick's like, get this pig away from me.
They don't have any legs, really. They're just cute little petite little. No. Nubs. Just hates spiders, creepy crawly things. Mm. I'm the killer in the relationship.
Maybe it's because like, he'll kill it and I'll be like, thank you. You say you helped me. I'm the princess.
I would love that. But it's like Nick on a chair like, I got the bug.
That's so funny. He doesn't seem like the type to be scared of bugs.
He'll kill a rodent, but a bug, it's got to be me.
A rodent? He'd fucking hit a rat in the face, but he won't kill like an ant?
Oh, how was your Mother's Day? Mother's Day was great. We had a little bit of there was a personal family matter that my parents had to go visit a family member in Pittsburgh. So our plans kind of got changed, but I was maybe thinking about going to DC, but they ended up coming for the day. So we had a great day in the city. My mom loves the ferry. So we went on the ferry, went to South Street Seaport.
That's nice.
Had just a gorgeous day in the city, and the weather was absolutely stunning.
It was so nice.
I made them eggplant parmesan when they came here. We drank wine.
That's so nice.
You know, I was just serving it up. I was hosting.
She's like
here.
You're the best daughter. Like, you really.
You're so sweet.
But you are. You're very good to your family.
Well, thank you. I try because I do feel like they've sacrificed so much. And now my mom with her eyesight, she lost it about 10 years, slowly progressing 10 years ago. I just feel that if I'm able to give her some sort of happiness aside from her losing her sight. Then that's all I can do, you know?
Of course. But you're very nice. You cooked for them. You did.
Yeah,
I did take my mom to dinner, which is
amazing.
Yeah.
Your mom loves.
Like, I paid.
Ooh, that's big.
Yeah, that is big.
And because Lee likes the hot new restaurants. Like, she knows the new ones.
I didn't take her to a new restaurant, but it's new to her because she doesn't live in the city anymore.
Right.
I mean, like, she grew up in New York, but she, no, my mom came in. I kept being like, do I have to come home for Mother's Day? Like, I was just there. You know, that's me. That's how nice of a daughter I am. I was like,
but also, she loves coming to New York. So it's not a
problem.
I was just
there. Yeah. And she's been traveling, whatever. So I was just like, what if you just come to New York for the weekend? And so she just came in Saturday for Saturday night. And this is amazing. My mom was like, I was like, well, we'll do dinner Saturday night then, right? We don't need to do like a Mother's Day brunch. And my mom goes, I fucking hate brunch. Who likes brunch? Who eats like that in a day, in the day?
Because it's a full, when you do brunch, you're brunching.
And I was like, I know, she doesn't, it's
so funny.
Some
people love to.
Some people love it. And honestly, I think if you're under 30, it's a great day.
Yeah.
It's a great day. If you're over 30, it's the full day and you can't do anything after brunch.
Yeah, because you're day drinking and you pretty much just say goodbye.
And my mom's like, I don't need to eat and drink like that in the day. And so, you know, but my mom's also like very chill with like a 9, 10 p.m. reservation. She doesn't give a shit. She'll go out late, you know, that's my parents. But so we did dinner on Saturday night. We shopped on Saturday day.
Cute.
I am my mom's fashion muse, though. Like, it's really funny how life has changed in that way. Like, my mom always had great style.
Yeah.
And growing up, she had really good clothes. I would like beg to borrow. She would never let me. And now that since I've been in college, I said that like yesterday. Like, since I've grown up and been able to, you know, buy clothes myself I mean, I've always had my own style, but like anything I buy, my mom buys. Anything I post, anything I buy.
That's pretty crazy.
I'll get a text. What were those shorts? She knows how to order online now. My mom buys everything I own.
Wow.
And so we were out at like Adidas and I was like, I want these shoes. There are these Adidas sneakers that I want. And she was like, I love them. And then they had one pair and I was like, okay, you can have them because we're the same size.
Great. And I was like, so convenient.
I go, you can have them. And then I was like, I kind of want them in a different color anyway. And they didn't have the color I want. So I was like, I'll just order mine. you know?
Yeah.
So it was just funny because I'm like, I just mentioned I like these and she immediately was like, well, I must get them.
Well, then these are mine too.
If she likes them, I'm getting them. But I try and teach her, she matches too hard. And I'm like, Mom, it's, you don't need to match so hard.
But here's the thing. I actually love that about her style. I love that there'll be like two contrasting colors. It's almost like color blocking. I like that she does that. When she wears an Adidas set, it's like an orange and blue, or, and then she'll match the top with the shoes. Oh, I appreciate
it's
that.
Too much. I don't. I think it's, I always say, Mom, like Coco Chanel said, like, take one piece off before you go out. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know the exact quote, but I'm like, Mom,
well, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
Yeah. Even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes. Oh my God.
And came downstairs stomping in your Herman Munster shoes. All right. I'm sorry. I had to get that out of my system.
Shout out. Listen, Luann is always at the top of our
Luann
mind.
Is really. I was watching Roni reruns last night.
Really? I was going to say, I want to watch more of the show. I haven't watched the new show. She's on the dating show, The Love
Hotel. Me neither.
Yeah.
And we need to
check it out. But my mom, like yesterday, even she got these new shoes and they're red and she was like wearing a red t-shirt. And I was like, already,
I'm seeing a fashion police error here.
And then she had her like red, like checked pants. And I was like, I can't go out with you like this. I said, put on jeans. And so she's like, all right, fine. And then I gave her a top of mine that I didn't like on me. And I was like, do you want this? And she was like, I don't know. And she tried it on. And I go, you know what that would look great with? Your jeans
jeans.
And the red shoes. Because the top was white. I was like, and so she wore the outfit that I gave, that like I styled her in yesterday. She like went with it.
Without her even, did she realize what you were doing?
No.
Sneaky.
But I was like, ooh, that looks good. If I say it looks good, she's in. I
mean, she's in for it.
It's so, yeah.
I appreciate the moms do trust us. Like now I dress my mom completely. I'm like, I will just take stuff out of my closet. You put it on her. I do her hair for her.
That's nice.
You got to do that.
I can't do that to my mom. She won't let me dress her. You know what I mean?
Like you got to do it sneakily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly, you know, I'll be like, we should get this because she'll get anything I have.
Yeah.
So I was like, we should get these shorts because I know she knows this brand and they sell it at this cool boutique near her. And I was like, we should get these shorts. Like I'm slick like that. You know what I mean?
Open about. Yes, totally. That's what you have to do.
Yeah. Wait, I wanted to say one more thing about last week before we break, but I went to Watch What Happens Live.
You know, we just frequent the clubhouse
I didn't sit in for the taping, you know what I mean? Because it's very small.
It's very small audience.
I went with my friend Melissa Rivers.
Look at you saying that, bitch.
I know, but
I
she
went
is,
with my friend Melissa.
She does feel like my friend, though. You know what I mean?
Really does. Like, you guys are on like texting basis. Yeah. You hang out. You go to
She's
din.
So sweet. When she was in New York, she was like, do you want to come with me to Watch What Happens last week? And of course, I had like,
who says no to that?
40 things to do. And I was like, absolutely.
I'll drop everything right now. What do you mean?
I had to do a self-tape at 11 p.m. like that night. I was like,
that I cannot do.
I had to. I'm like, whatever, I'll do it. I mean, I don't know that I'll book the series regular on the show that I auditioned for, but you know, I had to get it done. And but it was worth it. It was all worth it. I went with her, but she had like a whole team with her, and there was one girl who's so sweet. There was like a publicist there who, you know, was in from out of town, and she's like, I've never been to the clubhouse. And I was like, well, you take the seat, because she wanted to sit. And I was like, you take the seat, it's fine. I can watch on the TV in the room. But it was so much fun. She's on tonight. She'll be on. Well, tonight's Monday when we're recording, so she probably will.
The episode is tonight.
Her episode's tonight. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Because tomorrow or this week, I should say, the Joan Rivers special is on NBC, and then it comes out on Peacock after.
Promoting, we love.
Yeah, it was great. I saw it live when they did it, and I'm excited to see how they like edited it together. So
I love to watch What Happens. They had on Summer House Cast and Jesse's ex from the show, and they had on, he famously sucked a toe this season, and basically that's considered cheating with Lexi, and they brought on, I just love what Watch Happens Live.
That sounds like a dare, you know, sexual thing.
If you've been watching Summer House, you guys know what I'm talking about, and it was, but they brought on an animated toe, and Andy had one of his team. It was so funny. I love when they're just silly and they are creative like that.
Yeah. Melissa shares, if you want to watch it on Peacock because it probably already aired, Melissa shares her top five jokes from Joan, which was really fun.
I love that.
Yeah, it was good.
Was that an Andy prompt?
No, I don't think so. Because she brought the jokes. Melissa brought her jokes.
See, I love that so much.
Yeah.
Let me see what time we're at with our camera. All right, we're good.
Well, we can take a quick break and come back with some pop culture.
It was a little bit of a slow news day.
Slow news day, but you know who's not slow in the news right now?
Who?
Hilaria Baldwin.
Yo, she's everywhere.
She is everywhere, literally, physically. So,
and with her book, front and center. All right, we'll be right back.
And we're back, bitches.
Took a hey. Nice
pee break, you know, I feel revived.
Yeah, but I could honestly drink 15 of those Mellas. That's why I'm slowly doing it. Our light keeps turning off and I'm gonna smack a bitch.
That's okay. Light turned off. YOLO. We have the sunlight. We'll turn the sunlight on. And it's fine. It's totally fine. What was I going to say? Oh.
Tell us about Ilaria in the streets.
I was going to talk about Ilaria in the streets, but I was also going to tell you I celebrated my 9-year anniversary and that was not even in our catch up.
You know, who was I just watching?
I was really nice though. I posted a really nice post for Jared.
Yeah, you did. I saw that. I go, is she feeling okay?
I was so nice because I'm grateful for him, but 9 years is scary.
Yeah, that does scare me.
And someone was like, where did you meet? Like in the comments. And it was my friend trying to be an asshole because he knows where we met. We met at his birthday, but I was like high school, you know, I got to preserve my age.
Yeah.
I don't spend all this money on my skin to like
just be revealing how old we are.
Right. And people assume what if you're in a 9-year relationship, like you're obviously like 60 years old, right?
Like, God, you've been together so long.
So long. And it feels longer with a pandemic. Like add 5 years. That's 14 years I've been with him.
Oh my gosh. You guys have been together forever.
Forever. But we don't put a huge like pressure on an anniversary. You know what I mean? We did our favorite date, and which was great.
I was going to say, as a couple, when you're not married, you can choose multiple different things to be your anniversary.
Yeah.
First date, first time you went out, first time he asked you out to be his girlfriend.
Mm.
So many things.
This was our first time. Wait, our first date. I forget which one it was.
First date.
Okay. Jared's much better at like keeping track. I was like, wait, was
there's
this
gotta
when
be
we
somebody
met?
In a relationship that's better.
And the night we met? Or like, he's yeah. like, no, Anna, this was the night of our first date. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. Of course.
So what date is this again?
Yeah. It's so funny because my parents' anniversary, they had 40 years and that was on May 4th, 40 uh-huh. years. And I said, Mom, what's the secret to a long relationship? 40 years, you know?
Yeah.
And she goes, don't do things with each other.
Honestly, that's what a lot of people say. Like, get separate jobs, have travel with friends.
Yeah. My parents do everything separate. Like, you yeah. know, of course, my mom came in alone for the weekend for Mother's Day because it's like.
Right. You live with the person.
Yeah.
Do stuff, obviously, but you can't spend every waking hour a moment together. You have to be your own individual selves.
But then I see couples like your parents who do a lot together.
You're right. What do I even
And they've been together
about?
A long time, too.
Yeah.
There's no
true.
Formula.
There really isn't. It's whatever works for the couple. Yeah. My parents, oh my gosh, they're inseparable. That's because my dad really helps my mom with a lot of things.
But he loves her, too. He's very nice.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, they're like,
they're two peas in a pot.
Are they high school sweethearts?
High school sweethearts.
That's wild.
It is crazy. They just celebrated their 40-year anniversary.
See, my parents got married later for like that time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And my mom, I think, hooked up with every guy she went to grad school with, like dental
Heck yeah.
school. Because like all her friends are guys and like there were all these jokes over the years. And
wait,
like
you need to do the trick where you go, oh my God, I'm so hungry. I could eat. And then you talk about an ex relationship.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I don't know this trend.
Everybody's doing it to their parents. They find or their boyfriends. They find somebody in their life that was like from 10 years ago before they were even together. And they're like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. I could eat a blank, blank, blank. Like I would have no idea about your high school boyfriend. So I would say that to you. And then usually the people are just like, what did you just say? Like, you should get a name that your mom, a guy of a situationship your mom used to date and say that to her.
And see how she reacts.
See what she says, yeah.
Because my sister, so my mom's a dentist. She went to dental school and like it's 4 years. So it's like basically another college, you know, yeah. going to dental school. And she was single for most of it until she met my dad. And then my sister, she has dentists in every state. If you're ever in a state and you're like, I live in, you know, whatever, Alabama, and I need a dentist, my mom's like, I've got a guy. I know of someone.
This is a boss-ass mob-connected
move. So my sister lives in Colorado, and her dentist, she called me immediately after seeing her and was like, I met your real dad. I was like, no way. And, you know.
Stop.
She's like, no, I swear to God, I met your real dad. I was like, are you serious?
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. She's like, same, you looked alike. She's like, same sense of humor.
Stop.
Meanwhile, my dad and I do look alike and we are both like sarcastic. So I'm like, okay, Sarah. But
wait, that's so funny.
It's just funny because we're always like, Mom was like the slut of dental school, right?
Wait,
like,
so was Mom getting around while she was doing root canal checkups?
Because my parents like immediately got married all within like the same like, you know. 2 years like they got engaged like it was just
happened
like,
a little quick so yeah. you could have just been slipped on in there or she could have
kept a old situationship. You're the Chloe of your family.
I am the Chloe of my family.
We need a DNA test.
I'm ready for a 23andMe.
When the Kardashians were doing that, Kris Jenner was so ready to have a DNA test. And I go, why would she be so sure? She's like, I'm sure.
She was sure.
That your father is Robert. Rob.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So crazy.
You should tell your mom, I'm going to get a DNA test because I don't think I'm dad's child.
But I do. I think my sister is maybe the one who's not. But like, she doesn't look like us. She is the Chloe.
Oh.
She has like green eyes, lighter hair. She's
yeah, if anybody,
tall.
You should have told that to her. If anybody is a dad's kid.
Listen, let her have it. You know, let her have this moment.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we had our anniversary. We went to our favorite restaurant and then saw a Broadway show. Easy night.
Sounds like a normal date night for you guys.
It is a normal. That's what we do every week if we could. But it was nice. It was really,
that's
really
nice. Cute.
You know, we have we want to go away this summer and we have a couple trips in the next few weeks. So we were like, we don't buy gifts for like anniversary.
It's
like,
too much. Yeah, you can't really, you don't need to do all that.
No, we just like to treat ourselves to like a good night.
Absolutely.
What's so funny is we share at every meal, but you know, I'm annoying to go out to dinner with because I don't eat gluten or dairy. And so we did have separate entrees at this restaurant we always share things at because I let him live his, you know, his freak life.
Like, whatever.
There was a special he really wanted and it's, you know, everything I don't eat in it. It was like a roast beef sandwich with, you know, cheese and bread. And I was like, well, you
got
it.
Sounds amazing.
I said, you get it.
That sounds really, really good.
Yeah, he loved it.
Good. See? Wow. You gave to him on your anniversary.
I did. We're taking those big
win bites. Please tell me, you guys, new listeners, Big Wigs Bites. We love to do this segment because we are big foodies and we love to discuss. If it was anything posh, chic, amazing, delicious that we tried, we have to do it. So give me a Big Wigs bite.
I have a bite. L'Artusi in the West Village. I took my mom.
L'Artusi, yeah.
L'Artusi. It's a really popular spot. I really loved the, I think my favorite, but my mouth is like salivating thinking about my meal. They had I really loved the hanger steak. That whole dish was so fucking good.
Yes.
I mean, a hanger steak is a hanger steak, but like it was really good.
That sounds amazing.
I'm
going to
go with the hanger steak at L'Artusi. That was my Big Wig bite. Yeah, it was like cooked to perfection.
So
it was like nice, medium, rare, salted. Mm. What was your Big Wig bite?
Well, I knew that you had one. I would say I tried a different variation of how to make eggplant parmesan and it came out really, really nice.
What'd you do? Give us the rundown.
So to make the breadcrumb mix, when you cut up the eggplant, it's eggplant season right now.
Mm.
So that's really the inspiration behind why I made it.
It was also
parm.
Ramp season. Ramps came and went in like 3 weeks.
And we didn't even get to talk about the ramps.
I made a ramp pasta. I did my ramp.
Ooh.
I did my ramp duty. Ramps are fucking overrated. Every year I say that, even when working in restaurants. But, you know.
My brother is big into them. So he's always talking about them. And he's like, whoa.
It's only 3 weeks out of the year.
Yeah, it's a short-lived season.
I hope he got on it.
I hope so, too. Your window's short.
Wait, how did you make your eggplant?
So with eggplant, I made the breadcrumb mix and they ask you, instead of frying the eggplant in the breadcrumb mix, you actually bake it.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more healthier, less oil involved, and it adds a little bit more of a crunch because your eggplant still keeps that crispiness. And I used the panko breadcrumbs, which made it really, really yummy. And then I put a little bit heavier of the crushed red pepper flakes to make it a little bit more spicy.
Spice.
It didn't call for that much. And then thyme and rosemary mixed into the breadcrumb mix. So there was definitely really a lot of flavors in this recipe that I had. Baked the zucchini, the eggplant for 20 minutes. And then that's when you start layering.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add a little bit of the breadcrumb mixture on top. So there's even more of a bite. So it was really good.
Crunch.
I love a good crunch.
Salty, crunchy.
Yum, delish.
Mm. At the level?
At the level.
There we go.
We got to get into Bethany Frankel because she's been all over the place.
Bethany's Big Wig Bites. Yeah, Bethany put out a video this week and it was like kind of sad. Like, I don't know. She was just like, there's more to me moving to Florida. As you all know, Bethany Frankel has moved to Florida.
Yep.
There were headlines
everywhere discussing it.
And and then she made this video the other day and like other headlines where she was like, I was really lonely, like the pandemic.
Yeah, which I find really interesting.
Like, she's like, I know people think I'm an extrovert because I'm always on here, which is true. And she was on a TV show and she's been on, multiple TV shows, whatever. But I get that. She was like, I could stay in my house for multiple days at a time and not leave. And I was like, same. Like, that's.
Yeah, which you wouldn't think looking at her social media because she seems to be everywhere.
Yeah.
So it is, I wouldn't think that about her.
And I guess she feels like in Miami, she feels that she can like walk out her front door and like do stuff. Mm-hmm. And I get it. The weather's always nice. You know, it's a very like outdoor, kind of like LA. You're always like outside doing something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. All these people are like, it's actually a lot deeper. I mean, she was really honest. She was like, I was really depressed. Like,
which I wouldn't think that from her, you know, but I guess so. Also, it's funny. Well, Miami, not taking anything away from it, it is gorgeous weather. Like, we walked outside and we were like having a day, and the weather is always doable. You don't have to put on a million layers. So New York winters can get definitely.
Also, Dre was immediately like, I want a place here as soon as we walked outside our hotel.
I love it here.
I want to move.
Yeah, I can imagine having, well, you want to play, you want to be bi-coastal. I kind of want to be
Miami, New York.
Miami, New York. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Flying north and south.
The Bethany of it all.
Honestly, I am Bethany.
I wanted to say, wait, what was I going to just say? We were talking about Bethany. Fuck, my brain just went blank and it doesn't usually go blank.
Related to Housewives?
Yeah, related to Miami. Whatever. I can't remember. It'll come
to me.
With
Beth.
It'll come to me. It'll happen.
I'm sure. Well, since we're on the topic of Housewives.
Yeah, a lot of Housewives news.
First, we're getting a Real Housewives of Rhode Island, which I think I have an inside scoop on that.
Because of Lucho.
He's from Rhode Island, and he was a runner-up to be a friend. Because he's friends with a couple of people that I believe either they casted or they auditioned for, they took tapes with.
Okay.
And he was talking about it, and he has no interest on really being a friend of the Housewives, or being casted on the show. Because I guess I said, wait a minute, this would be great for your business.
Or even just like taking photos and like working with them. Yeah.
You know, so I think we need to get him on the pod and have him just discuss what he did, how the process was for him.
If he can. Yeah.
That he might have had to sign a fat NDA. So we're maybe not.
When's it supposed to come out?
I actually don't know. Mm. But Andy Cohen said, and Teresa has thoughts, which I still haven't posted that video. But Andy Cohen said that the Housewives of Rhode Island, the first couple episodes might even rival or be better than the early seasons of New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
And New York.
And New Jersey. No, sorry. New Jersey is what he said. And that's why Teresa has thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, what do you mean? How could a show be as good as Early Jersey? I don't know if you ever watched Early Jersey.
I never watched Early Jersey, but is that when you flip the table?
Yes. Are they table flippings? Are they fighting at first? Yeah. Baptisms? Like, you know, they got the manzos. Are we pulling hair? No.
What are the tips?
What do you mean, what tips?
That you would give a new cast of a new Housewives show to just make it good.
Be yourself. You know, like, family comes first, so you always got to be protecting your family. So if somebody comes after your family, you know, flip a table or two.
There you go.
Yeah, but you got to be yourself. Like, don't try to be fake.
Does it bother you when you hear of a new, like, cast coming out if you're not going to be on Jersey anymore?
I mean, a little bit, because I miss it, but to the point where, you know, I'm happy for them because there's more opportunities. And as the Housewives grows, you know, there's always more opportunities for us. So yeah. I'm not mad at that.
And you're handing the baton to your daughter, right? She's doing a new show.
Yes. Oh, my God. Gia's on a new show. I'm so excited. Yeah, they're calling it like Nepo Bravo, but it's not that. There's other kids that are not
that don't Bravo have kids. Money.
Yeah. No, not they have money, probably. No, but they're not. Their parents are not on Bravo. So, you know.
Yeah.
There's that, too.
Are you gonna watch it? Are you on it?
I'm not going to say anything, but yeah, I'm always with Gia. So yeah, I got little cameos.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for Gia. She's great on TV.
Yeah. She's so beautiful.
Thank you. I know. My daughter. They're so beautiful. I know. But yeah, no, nothing compares to Early Jersey. Hello.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Should I watch Early Jersey?
I'm going to give you homework. So I'm going to give you the episodes to watch.
Okay.
Some of them are my favorite.
A lot of people have given me episodes to watch of Housewives before. I think I've watched like one or two.
Yeah, because New York and Jersey are so good. Early
when
seasons.
I organically fall upon them, I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. Yes. I liked Beverly Hills.
Yes. Beverly Hills is great. I got some friends out there. They're still
Teresa. They're still, I was like, wait, are we back?
Oh, yeah, we're so back. Once I'm in it, I'm in it.
You're in it.
Yes, I was doing cameos for Teresa because a couple of people requested it. People, their mothers, they're like, I just love hearing about people's, more so than doing the cameos, I love to hear about what the people tell me about their mothers. Yeah,
I had to do a Hilaria cameo or two for Mother's Day.
Isn't it so funny, though? It's the things that they choose. Sometimes they're super random small facts.
Yeah.
They're like, my mom went to high school with somebody that almost auditioned for Jersey. It's the stories, like the backstories. And you don't have a lot of room, though.
Go.
this person wants Eladia, say happy Mother's Day. Yeah. Go. Sometimes it's the husbands, and the husbands are like, tell my wife that she's absolutely beautiful. She's the love of my life, and she's an amazing mother. And I cry because I'm like, that's the sweetest thing ever.
That's cute.
You know, I love to see what they write. They don't have much room. It's like a tweet when you don't have much characters.
Yeah, it's like short.
It's a short little message. So
I love
get
it
in there what you can get in there. And then also, what else we want to talk about?
I was so mad I forgot my train of thought before, but here we are. We want to talk about Hilaria is on the press tour.
You guys,
you've seen this girl. She did Hoda and Jenna last week. I even texted my friend Matt Rogers, who was co-hosting with Jenna Hager.
Yes.
Jenna Bush Hager. And
I was watching him last week. He was great.
He did the whole week, Matt. Congrats. And I texted him and I go, you had such a good poker face during that segment.
Lord.
They interviewed her.
Yeah.
And Jenna, but I don't have Jenna's number. She's not like in my phone as my friend. So I would have been like, girl.
Did you text Jenna?
I wish. You know, I love Jenna. And like,
I love her too. Yeah.
I met her once and she was so nice. And I was like,
yeah.
See you soon. You know, love
we
you.
We should have done Jenna and Hoda on their last
show. I know. Do you know that I've always had them on my list to do them?
Really?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do Hoda just because I love how big she smiles.
I know.
It's like, I love it.
I always had them. We could still do them.
So should we do them?
Jenna's like, yeah.
She's always happy.
My kids got up early. You know, my dad. She's got that southern, but like,
yes.
I love her. Anyway, they interviewed her. Did you watch that 6 minute? I sent Andrea the 6 minute interview.
Oh, did I watch it? Yeah.
Guys, we'll link it on our Instagram because we're talking about it. Yeah. We'll link it to YouTube. But she went on to promote her book and they were like talking to her. And Jenna goes to say, some of the headlines have been kind of, you know, negative. Like, how do you handle that?
And about the code switching, right? Or about the book?
About the book, about the code switching, about all, like, and she was just sort of like, well, you know, like, and she like dodges it somehow.
Completely dodges the question, yeah.
I don't know what she said, but I was like, she didn't really answer that, you know? But you could tell it's like uncomfortable for her. But
yeah.
Then after they talk about the code switching, she talks about Alex's granddaughter, Ireland's daughter, and they go, what does she call you? And she goes,
Abuelita.
And it's like, girl, 5 minutes ago, you were like, yeah, so I wrote a book and it's just so exciting. And they're like, what does she call you?
Abuelita.
She goes right into it. Like, full accent, full accent.
Yeah.
And like, she had a full accent the whole time.
Oh, wait, no, I love when they go, and you're a grandma. And then she goes,
I'm a grandma. I'm a grandma. I'm a grandma.
And what do they call you?
Abuelita.
And she laughs because she's like, I'm going to get shit for this. But yeah,
she already knew it. A little twinkle in her eye. Abuelita.
It's weird.
I cracked up. Now you do this impression, but I had to post it on my story because I just had to hear it. When I hear voices that I think are so funny, I just had to do it.
Abuelita.
Abuelita.
It's weird because
it's insane.
She attracts it. Like, well, she is in the public eye. Her husband is famous. She has had so many opportunities to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I do speak Spanish.
Yeah.
And I prefer to speak Spanish at home or with my kids. She could have said, there's nothing wrong with speaking Spanish. I know plenty of people who weren't born in a Spanish speaking country who can speak the language.
And it's amazing to be bilingual in this, this day and age, trilingual. We support that.
But like, she denied it and then leaned in harder and was like, no, I identify.
Yeah.
As this person. And people were like, that's not how that works.
The storylines have gotten a little muddled because she also says that she's dyslexic.
Yeah, no, she says her ADHD and her dyslexia.
I'm sorry, boo-boo. We don't speak different. We're not bilingual
she's
dyslexia.
Like,
that's
bringing
not
more people down, you know, like, and she's like, that's what makes me code switch.
Okay, now we're using this term code switch, which I thought was very interesting.
Because I don't know.
By saying you go into different languages, I actually, when we do different impressions, when I'm with different cultures, like when I'm with my Spanish side versus my white side, I call that code switching.
You go into Italian too.
And I code switch with
Italian. I was going to say, that's the only code switch I know. I've seen Dre out with like Italian people and they're like, she's Italian, right? Like born and raised in Italy.
They're like, you're from Jersey, right? I go, no,
I'm not. So funny.
So I think when we do that, to me is code switching. Like just knowing the audience and kind of just like morphing into that. And because we do impressions, it's not that weird and I'm not doing it as an offensive way. I'm truly doing it because I'm just matching my surroundings.
But you're saying it right now. You're talking about it right now. Right. She doesn't like go into that. She blames other reasons why.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and it, and her blame is like on someone else. Like,
yes,
it's weird. And she, but I was saying to Jared the other day, I was like, first of all, I bought the book. Okay.
Bought the book.
Ilaria, I bought the book for $20 on Amazon.
Wow.
Hardback book. I bought the book, maybe not to read it, but you know,
yeah,
maybe to use it as a prop. I just thought I need the book.
I need the book.
And I posted that I bought the book and all these people were like, you're awful. Like, how dare you support her? And I was like,
you know what?
You think my fucking $20 is feeding those kids?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I hope it does because the kids seem nice, but I'm like, I'm like, just let me buy this book. It's,
yeah.
It, you know, I commit to my art.
You got to.
Okay. But I was saying, like, why did she put this book out? Like, it wasn't one thing with the TV show, right? Like,
I know.
And that just attracts more and more negative comments.
Yeah.
But the book where she lays it all out or doesn't lay it out, I don't know what the book's about, to be honest. I haven't opened it up.
Gotta read it.
But I'm like, it's like you're bringing this on to you and your family. Like, people.
Yeah.
Unless you like do some sort of like big 180 with your PR and like you talk, go and do like an interview, you know, I was going to say like an Oprah interview, but not Oprah, but you know what I mean? Like a one-on-one sit down, talk about it, admit it, like
just get it out in the open or explain it.
Then I'm like, maybe she doesn't have the right like therapy to do that. You know what I mean? Maybe she's not, I don't think she's as clear. If she was clear, like, wouldn't she have done that? You know,
you're right.
It's just weird.
A weird way of going about it.
It's weird. And the book has 1 star, not even on Amazon.
See, that's where I do get a little
worried.
And the
comments have been removed.
No.
Yeah. Because I was like, I wonder if it's even rated, you know? And I look and it's like,
oh God.
Negative.
Oh God.
She had a podcast too. Same thing happened. Like, it's just, and she thinks this book means like, I will empower women and we should empower each other. And it's like, no, because unfortunately you've hurt a lot of women.
Right. It's kind of just this weird, I don't know where to go from here.
I'm speaking so candidly. Meanwhile, I go out in the streets and people think I'm her.
Well, yeah, I know. You really do a good job. You recently did. Okay, so she came up with this. She was taking a video. There was a paparazzi that was around right near her.
She must have called the paparazzi because she was standing on the corner of her apartment, like of a Greenwich Village, just standing there unnaturally holding the book so someone could read it. Yeah. While they walk by.
Yeah.
And this,
and the pictures, obviously the paparazzi was
and people, I had hundreds of you send it to me and it was all over fucking Instagram and TikTok. This one girl, I guess, posted like it twice. Like she like is narrating it and she was like, look at this girl standing on the corner, like showing her book. Have you ever seen an author stand there and like hope someone sees it? And they're like, what book is that? Oh, I think I'll go home just and buy it.
Walking across the street.
It's so
with
sad.
With the book in hand. Well, you know what? She's on a press tour right now. So that's why they asked her about her book. She's like, well, that's why I'm holding it. You know, I'm on the press tour
where
right
was
now.
She, what in her going? high heels? Was she going to Good Morning America that day? I don't think so.
Sure, New York City streets with these cobblestones, you can't be walking around with 6-inch Louboutins.
Here's the thing, though.
That's why it's so unnatural.
It's so unnatural. But here we are talking about it on a podcast.
I know.
So,
I love to chat about it.
So she did do something right. Her legs, you know what I mean?
Disgustingly great.
Her legs?
Her legs. She's always got that short
she's
little.
She's hot.
Oh my God.
She's hot. I'm honored to look like her.
Yes.
She should be honored to look like me. But, you know. Someone the other day, someone commented on my video, like she did this workout video. This is the best. This is when you're a real one. She posted this video last week of her working out, like, and it's like sped up and it's to this really like drummy kind of music. And I know the video because it was from 2 years ago, right?
You did it.
And I was like, I got to repost because she reposted.
Yeah.
And so I just reposted it. And some people, you know, I have different followers than 2 years ago. New followers.
Sorry, continue.
No, I was just going to say people were like, this is amazing. And I told anyone who DM'd me, I was like, guys, this is literally from 2 years ago. But thank you. I redid the VO.
You redid the VO?
Yeah, because I was just like, I didn't like what the old VO said. And I was like, I could do better.
Let me re-up this.
I didn't plan it. I just improvised. Like, I watched it and talked as her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I didn't, like, do anything fancy.
No, I loved that. What's crazy is you guys kind of play like a little cat and mouse game. Because hasn't she blocked you and then unblocked you before?
Yes.
So it's this constant. She wants to know what you're up to.
And she hasn't responded to my DM. Someone even today was like, honestly, if you and her did a video together, people would like her more. And I'm like, no shit.
I know. I think it's so funny.
They'd hate me more and they'd like her more. They'd be like, oh, Anna's like really trying to be friends with her or like work with her or something.
Right.
But I think it would make I think it would be so funny.
It would humanize her a little bit. It would make her a little bit more real. She can take a joke, laugh at herself.
Right?
That's always...
Like, I think it... I even have the video in my head. I DM'd her, you know, on her birthday, and I said, happy birthday.
Wow, how good... How nice of you. What a really good timing.
I said, what if we made a video together and we, like, break the internet? You know, like
para su cumpleaños, we can el broco the internet.
I can't wait.
It is wild.
I should DM her again and be like, hey, following up on this.
Hey, abuelita.
Hey, I bought your book.
On this.
Yeah, I bought your book.
Send her a picture of the book.
Let's do a collab.
Yeah.
I wonder how that would go. I wonder how many followers of hers are real, to be honest.
I know. She's still trying to hit a million. And if it's not for Alec.
She was over a million.
She was over a million because Alec asked, it's my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
You guys
best
all could
video ever.
Give her the birthday that she's always wanted and get her to a million followers. It is the best video that he did.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess she lost him, you know. Because we have, as a society, given her opportunities, I believe, to make it right.
Yeah.
Her show wasn't bad. The reality show wasn't bad, but it was the full on Hilaria show.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I haven't been watching because I paid to watch the first episode. I paid. Wow. I think it was, I don't know, $6 or was it $3?
I don't know.
But I loved, I wouldn't call it a hate watch. I watched it and I was like, this is unbelievable, but I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
It was almost like, this bothers me, but I love it. But I cannot take my eyes off of it.
They did it. If it was any other family, you'd be like, oh, this is like another TLC show.
Yes.
But it's the Baldwins and they're rich. So you're like, wait.
And I just love watching the inside of New York City apartments. Mm. I love it. It's a guilty pleasure. I watch apartment tours all the time.
Do you?
All the time.
I know. She likes, you want to live in the city so bad. I can't believe you never like lived right in the city because you have
I know. The pandemic really laid a wrench in my plans.
I'm sorry.
5 years of just like, ugh, had to pick up all my shit and schlep out of here.
I'm sorry.
But no, I just love I love how they artistically, like the Andy Cohen's apartment's a good example. It's when they have their just like their lives on the walls. Like, I just love that. And, who was this one? He was on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I just watched his apartment tour. It's so good.
I don't know.
He was the first guy on there. And Presley is the last?
Carson. Yeah.
Watched Presley. Thank you. Presley. So that was Presley. So, yeah, he has a great apartment tour. If you guys ever loved watching apartment tours on YouTube, I was fascinated.
I didn't know that was a skill, like a hobby of yours to watch the apartment tours.
Well, I mean, is it really a hobby just watching shit? Maybe.
Kind of.
Yeah, and maybe it is.
I watch cake videos set to like classical music.
Cake? When they do
like
the
they get piping, like I watch nails and I watch cakes. And pastas. Yeah.
Yeah, I love watching pastas. I love when people have really nice kitchens like the Pasta Queen.
Yeah.
And they're just making the most decadent meals. It's so fun.
It's so good.
I don't have a good setup. You have a good setup. If you have an island, you can do filming in your kitchen. Mine is, the whole kitchen is just like
on the wall.
On the wall. So when I'm filming myself, it's just the back of the, it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, it's harder.
It's just not.
My old apartment, it was on the wall.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's funny. I'm sitting on a lot of soup videos, Dre. And you know how we talk about how we're not good on social media or whatever? It's like, and people have told me, like, have recommended, like, you should put them out. And I don't know why, but I don't ever sit down to edit them. And I need to because they're good. And I make good soups. And I'm just like, why am I sitting on these? I was going through my phone to find, like, Mother's Day photos, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, that's that soup I made and this soup I made. And I filmed all of them. And sometimes I get DMs. They're like, what was that soup? Blah, blah, blah.
And you're like, you can go back to the video and it's like very helpful.
Yeah. Basically, Pasta Queen, I'm coming for you.
God, she's doing great. Now she has a show. I want to watch your show.
Soup Queen is coming for the
Soup
Pasta Queen.
You really could do a real, it doesn't exist yet.
No, I know. I have it all planned and it's still all on YouTube. All my Soup Queen videos are on YouTube. If you're a real one, go watch my soup videos.
What do you think? Do you support my dreams about, it's not really a charcuterie queen anymore because charcuterie has kind of been beaten to a dead horse a little bit. Like too many people have kind of got into it. Oh, wait. Sorry. My camera.
Are we recording still?
Had to restart it. 29.
I was going to say charcuterie is a little bit out now because so many people have done it. It's oversaturated. But my new thing is,
I don't think it's oversaturated. I think it's still always appreciated.
Definitely. But now I'm thinking moving, I'm including a bigger area would just be apps in general, elevated apps.
Okay.
So what do you think about that? Just like showcasing. I used to show a lot of charcuterie and I would make charcuteries for special occasions and then post it.
Yeah.
And I would show the sped up version, the time lapse charcuterie board. And then I stopped doing that. I don't know why, but life got busy. But now I really want to get back to the roots of that because I had so much fun.
I like that. But I think if it's fun.
If it's fun and you enjoy it, you should just be doing it.
Done.
But you can't really kill
yourself. Which is why we need to make more clips of this podcast. We're both
which
like,
is why
we should sit and edit this and this and this. And I'm like, oh, and we should edit this. You know, we should do that. Let's take a quick break. And oh, wait, that's the end of the episode. I was that like, let's take a quick break.
I know.
That might be the end of it.
Do we have anything else we wanted to talk about?
No, I feel like we did. We nail all of it.
Oh, pretty sure.
The only thing I didn't nail is I'm worried about Rachel Ray, speaking of food, which is honestly a great transition.
Somebody I love to watch, Rachel Ray. Me too. Ray.
I watched her my whole life. I loved her talk show.
I loved her talk show.
Like, even when she transitioned from, like, Food Network to ABC, you were like, oh, she's perfect for this.
Yeah,
and then I saw her Mother's Day video the other day, and I went down a deep dive. I was like, is she okay? Well, is she okay?
Did say that she was going through a little bit of some health problems.
I know, but my question is what? Because
she's been kind of quiet
about it. She looks different.
Yeah.
She sounds different. Right. It almost feels like back in the day when they were like, Avril Lavigne is not Avril Lavigne. Like, yeah. I'm like, that's not Rachel Ray that I know. And I hope she's okay. But the Mother's Day video was concerning.
It was concerning because it's not the Rachel Ray that we know and love. I think she's been going through something, but maybe she might come out with it when she's ready to discuss it.
I hope so.
Listen, if she's not okay, then Katy Perry is not okay. Katy Perry, somebody check on her.
Oh my God.
She's on tour. I don't really know what's
going on. She's bopping around in space on tour. That's how she gets from each tour destination. She goes back up and then back down.
And then comes back down.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Yeah, she may be a clone.
Maybe. That's what happens once you go to space. You don't come back.
You don't come back and then somebody else comes back as
you. Yeah, NASA was like, we can make another Katy Perry. No problem.
Oh, absolutely.
If we can fly people to space, we can recreate her AI.
Yeah, we're doing that. It's kind of wild. We'll finish there.
Oh, yeah?
No. This conversation would need it. It's the trial that's going on right now, but we'll save that for next week.
We're saving it for next week. I don't know anything about it. I think it started this week.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, that's our episode. We'll have a catch up on Thursday. We're back on schedule. Sorry for
it was from the cruise.
It's honestly,
we're blaming cruise.
I think we're back now. We're going to be back on track.
We're so back.
We have a catch up this week, celebrity catch up. So check that out and listen to the last episodes from last week because we posted three, which sounds crazy, but we had already recorded them.
We had to catch up.
And if you're a real one, you'll listen to them. So we love you for that.
Love yas.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.